Laurentian University's Board of Governors has taken steps to bolster its dwindling numbers. As of October, only half of the board's 16 voting member positions were filled. But Laurentian has appointed another 3 board members recently. According to minutes of an in-camera meeting, Aaron Barry and Andre Guay were appointed to Laurentian's board on November 15. Laurentian said in a press release put out this week that Angela Recollet has also joined the board, although she is not yet included on a list of board members on LU's website. The same press release also welcomed board member Laura Kirkamaki, who joined Laurentian's board back in the summer. All 4 of these new board members have been appointed to 3-year terms on Laurentian's board. The position held by the Francophone Student Association Association des Étudiantes et Étudiants Francophones, AEF, has also recently been filled by NAFEL SBAA. We are thrilled to see the depth of experience and expertise within our board bolstered by these outstanding leaders, said Jeff Bangs, chair of Laurentian's Board of Governors, in a press release. Board renewal is a critical component of our commitment to sound governance and in restoring confidence and trust that the university is on the right path forward. This is a significant step in that direction. In early 2021, Laurentian declared insolvency and filed for creditor protection under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, making widespread cuts to its programs and employees in April of that year. The university finally exited the CCAA earlier this week. There has been considerable shakeup on Laurentian's board since December 2021, when 11 members stepped down as part of a provincial financial package, and 5 others were appointed. Several more people have left and joined the board since that time. Earlier this year, provincial changes to the Laurentian University Act reduced the number of voting members on Laurentian's board from 25 down to 16. With the new additions, there are currently 12 voting members sitting on Laurentian's Board of Governors. However, there won't be for long, as Board Chair Jeff Bangs announced at a December 2 meeting that Vice Chair Robert Brulette will not be continuing on with the board once his term is up December 16. He was appointed to the board by the province a year ago on that date. So that means there will soon be 11 voting members on LU's board, with several vacancies still to be filled, some by the board itself, and others by the province. The Laurentian press release provided biographical information on the new Board of Governors members. Aaron Barry has held multiple leadership positions over the past 8 years, including principal at the St. Albert Adult Learning Center, Marymount Academy, and most recently, St. Charles College. He successfully led more than 130 staff members in advancing pedagogy to respond effectively to pandemic conditions. A former secondary school teacher for the Sudbury Catholic District School Board, he holds a Bachelor of Science, Honors, in Chemistry from Laurentian University, a Bachelor of Education from Lakehead University, and a Master's in Business Administration, Finance Specialization, from Charles Sturt University. Andre Guay is a former Justice of the Ontario Court of Justice, Northeast Region, Sudbury District, a position he held for more than 3 decades until his retirement in 2021. He began his professional life as a secondary school teacher in Kampala, Uganda before embarking on his law career. Over the past few decades, he has been involved in many community programs and activities including the Sudbury Action Center for Youth, the Sudbury Restorative Justice Program, the Greater Sudbury Soccer Club and the parish at the University of Sudbury. Angela Recollet is E. Nigonzid, CEO, of Skagamik, Kwai Health Center, an Ojibwe woman from the Wikwamaikong Unceded Reserve, and a member of the Wanapite First Nation. With deep ties to Laurentian, she is a graduate of the Faculty of Arts and was the lead in Aboriginal Affairs at Laurentian University from 1994 to 2010. She has extensive experience working with the Aboriginal community both as an advocate in education and in improving the general living and health conditions of Aboriginal populations. Laura Kirkamaki is a principal at Earnscliffe Strategies, a recognized Canadian leader in strategic communications, government relations and opinion research. Originally from Sudbury where she attended elementary school and high school, Kirkamaki recently served as principal secretary to the leader of the official opposition, as well as having held several roles within the Conservative Party of Canada during her career, including as deputy national campaign manager. She holds a bachelor's degree in political science and a master's degree in political management from Carleton University. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's associate content editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.